Hey everybody, Josh here. It's World of Alternative Media here, and the energy crisis, yes, indeed, has reached the United States. A lot of us have been trying to warn people of this for quite some time because, no, it is not just in Europe with all these shenanigans and false flags that we're witnessing. This, out of the Gateway Pundit, it says, Biden economy, U.S. has only 25 days of diesel supply shortage. Could cripple economy. Now, this is a major story that's hitting a lot of headlines today, but I want to point out the incredible importance of this because, sure, maybe they can come up with enough diesel in time, but the price is going to go up. And when the price goes up, less people can afford it. And if less people can afford it, there's going to be less reason for people to ship goods and services in these trucks that ship things across the country and are already crippled by regulations, taxes, all sorts of stuff like that. And then it means less food on your shelves. So we're going to go into that and much more today, as well as this statement from Nancy Pelosi. She says, when I hear people talk about inflation, we have to change the subject. Well, they really want everyone to change the subject from the reality today, but this is a controlled collapse of an empire, and it's all supposed to be going this way. This is according to their plan, so they can bring in the Great Reset, my friend. So we're going to get into this and more today, but before we do, of course, make sure to check those links below. Never run out of power. Get your lithium batteries, solar generators, power banks, and accessories, including solar panels, at the link in the description. You save a bunch of money if you go through our link. This keeps selling out fast. You'll get free shipping. You'll get 100% money back guarantee. And this has nothing to do with some climate change nonsense. This is about ensuring that when the grid goes down, because people are dependent on the government grid, you have an option so that you aren't cordoned off into the carbon credit Great Reset future of rationing. Also, I urge people to check out the Garden Tower project link in the description below and get a garden tower. You save a bunch of money if you go through our link. And I urge people to do this if you're in a big city or even if you're on a farm. It's good to have other options. For example, if something happens to your harvest, it is good to have options. You could buy lighting, all sorts of stuff on this site. There's a huge plethora of stuff that you can get for your gardening needs. And of course, check out heavensharvest.com for long-term storable foods that are non-GMO, heirloom seeds, water filtration and storage, and books on how to get started. Use code WAM, that's W-A-M, and you get free shipping on most of these major life-saving goods. Again, to not have backed up storable foods is just silly in this day and age. So please go and do that now. It's for you. It's not for me. There's new varieties available for a limited time only there as well. And finally, come and check us out at the Red Pill Expo, Salt Lake City, Utah, November 12th to 13th. Use code WAM and you get 10% off on your tickets. G. Edward Griffin will be there, Dr. David Martin, many, many other amazing speakers will be at this event. So I hope to see you in person over there in Salt Lake City, Utah, November 12th to 13th at the Red Pill Expo. Check that link in the description. Anyway, let's get into this. So we're all about solutions, but first let's understand what the issue is here. We've seen what's happening in Europe. Of course, the US and Ukraine and you know, members of the European Union have gone out of the way to destroy pipelines to make sure that there is a crisis, an energy crisis in Europe, on top of the control collapse of the supply chain. This out of Gateway Pundit, it says, Biden economy. U.S. has only 25 days of diesel supply. Shortage could cripple economy. And as the article goes into, it says, America has only 25 days of diesel supply thanks to Joe Biden's economic crippling policies. A diesel fuel crisis will cripple the U.S. PJ Media shared the news over the weekend. The fuel that is used to transport U.S. goods across the country is in a crisis situation. Oil prices and President Joe Biden's continued draining of the Strategic Petroleum Reserve, SPR, have dominated the headlines over the past weeks, but analysts say a more impactful and serious crisis on the energy front looms, a diesel fuel shortage. Diesel doesn't get as much of the limelight as oil and gas, but it should, because diesel fuel is the industrial lifeblood of the United States, and the price of diesel alone probably has a more significant impact on inflation and the prices you're paying at the grocery store over any other factor. Well, obviously, other than printing currency out of thin air. So I definitely have to debate that a little bit. Without ample amounts of diesel, semi-trucks don't move. Farms are shut down and critical manufacturing sectors are crippled. As Bloomberg noted this week, the U.S. has just 25 days of diesel supply, the lowest since 2008, according to the Energy Information Administration. At the same time, the four-week rolling average is of distillates supplied, a proxy for demand, rose to its highest seasonal level since 2007. The Biden administration has remained strangely silent, hoping that the dismal news doesn't hit the mainstream media, because it's a total political time bomb waiting to go off, especially as the midterm elections are so close. Bloomberg noted that diesel crunch comes just weeks ahead of the midterm elections and has the potential to drive up prices for consumers who already view inflation and the economy as a top voting issue. Retail prices have been steadily climbing for more than 2 weeks at $5.324 a gallon. They're 50% higher than this time last year, according to AAA data. Oh, it's gone down a bit from where it was earlier. Oh, so it's not that bad. Well, it is, and we can't be normalized to this. Notably, National Economic Council Director Brian Deese recently commented on the emerging crisis. Deese said, diesel inventories are unacceptably low, and added that all options are on the table, whatever that means. The American trucking industry is very important to this country, and truckers rely on diesel to run their trucks. Well, keep in mind that recently a gig work law in California took out 70,000 trucks off the highway in California. There's rail strikes happening at harvest season here. And on top of that, we look at other countries around the world. Exports and imports are collapsing. Steel imports are collapsing. And on top of that, lithium imports and exports are collapsing. In the Netherlands, they've got rid of 70% or 30% of farms, rather, which, by the way, the Netherlands is the second top agricultural exporter in the world. This is absolutely massive, my friends, and the implications are absolutely huge. So I want to, you know, this goes into all these examples of how the trucking industry is so important. We know that. It's obvious. Those of you watching already know that. It goes without saying. It's crazy to even have to say it. But this has implications much bigger. Excuse me. What we're dealing with here is the control collapse of a system so that people desperately beg for help. In what way will they beg for help? They'll beg for help from the government. And when we see them begging for help from the government, of course, will be very much obliged. They'll come in with solutions. Those solutions are, of course, technocracy. And technocracy has always been the goal. That's why they handed export and imports over to China years ago, so they could prop up one superpower, using them as a guinea pig state for technocracy. And then when everything else collapses in the US, in England, in Europe, then they can move into the new system, the new world order, the great reset, the fourth industrial revolution, of course. It's always been meant to happen this way. The queen dies symbolism, great reset was helped launch, not just by Klaus Schwab, but the new King Charles III, and the British pound's down 40% on the year. The euro is reaching below parity with the US dollar, and the US dollar is facing the biggest crisis in its history. And once the European Union goes down, once the euro goes down, once the pound goes down, and the BRICS system is propped up, the Chinese new global world reserve currency system based on a basket of currencies that will be cashless, tied in with Russia, India, Saudi Arabia, and more. And Saudi Arabia just acknowledged that they are joining BRICS. This will be the end of the dollar. And that means a new system of governance worldwide, where we have a cashless system. We'll get into that in a moment. But it's interesting seeing these people grasp at straws. Gateway Pundit says, Nancy Pelosi, when I hear people talk about inflation, we have to change the subject, she says. Nancy Pelosi on Sunday joined CBS's Face the Nation's host, Margaret Brennan, to discuss the upcoming midterm elections. And I quote, when I hear people talking about inflation, we have to change that subject, Pelosi said. Inflation is a global phenomenon, Pelosi said, slurring her words. Well, remember, Joe Biden was just on video licking an ice cream, saying the economy has never been better. Look at this consumer price index here. Yeah, that's pretty bad. That's what Al Gore said the heat would look like on Earth by 2009. Unfortunately for him, it didn't happen. Actually, it's fortunate for him because he has an oceanfront home. But now we're seeing it happen with the global economy. And yes, it is a global problem because the central planners in all these places globally are doing the same thing, because it's all part of a plan to bring the dominoes crashing down. And no amount of voting is going to fix this, my friends. the private Federal Reserve is behind us, tied in with global central banks, determining your fate as we speak. Meanwhile, if you look over at places like Britain, this out of Zero Hedge, it says, frankly terrifying, energy crisis could drag 26 million Brits into fuel poverty. The axing of energy prices guaranteed from April next year could lead to almost 11 million UK households falling into fuel poverty, campaigners have warned, which is about 26 million people. Well, we already know that as far as we've seen so far, the Belgian prime minister sees 5 to 10 years of rationing ahead of us. And meanwhile, we also see the UN food chief talk about famine. And what do? Well, they get rid of all these farms in the Netherlands. They bring in smart cities everywhere. They do the same thing in Canada. They do the same thing in Ireland. They're bringing in fertilizer restrictions, climate change nonsense that further destroys the supply chain. It could only be on purpose. There's no other way here. It could only be on purpose because no one would be stupid enough to do this accidentally. So again, like I've said a million times here, down goes the economy. Down goes people's ability to afford things. They start working on stopping inflation by getting rid of about 20 million jobs. And then inflation still keeps going up because the Inflation Reduction Act includes printing currency, which leads to more inflation. Meanwhile, you have a supply chain crisis. Meanwhile, you have an energy crisis. Liz Truss, who's now out in Britain, put forward £150 billion. It's insane. Energy bill reduction plan, which causes more inflation while everyone is losing their job, while no one can heat their home in the winter, while no one can cool it in the summer. This is all going to bring us into that new solution, which I talked about, the Great Reset. With the BRICS world reserve currency coming out now, and this digital reserve currency worldwide that will no doubt have more power than the IMF, we are moving from one bad system into an even worse system. One system built in proxy wars into a system built in consent of individuals, because tyranny comes under the guise of convenience, and people will just consent by normalizing those conveniences and being more and more weak every day, more and more dependent every day. So that's where we're going. And then you have, as I've said a million times, and I know a lot of people are probably exhausted from hearing it so many times, but it's important to understand and comprehend. Then you have a smart meter on your house that tells the government how much electricity, water, and gas you're using, which is tied to your carbon credit score, which is tied to your cashless currency, which is stuck in the banks, which you're not allowed to touch in cash. And then that credit, that carbon credit score will decide how much, you know, further electricity, gas, and water you can use, how much food you're allowed to be rationed from the Bill Gates mRNA-infused pharma farms, the ration lines, and of course, how much you could drive on highways and how much you could go to stores and all those things. You know, the litmus test was a vaccine pass. So here we have it. It's what we've been saying since, 2020. The next thing after the plandemic would be, of course, climate lockdowns. And it's about time that people understand this and get prepared, because it's the only way that we're actually going to win this battle for humanity, because they're building a Tower of Babel, essentially, to replace humanity with a bunch of droning slaves, which already, as we see, about 50% of people seem to be already on that wavelength, unfortunately. It's not even a wavelength. It's one collective wavelength, and it's the government's. They're brainwashed slaves, essentially, pawns to be sacrificed for the king and the queen. So again, we're going to have people saying you're killing your neighbor, you're killing grandma, you're causing people to become impoverished if you decide to use more electricity than other people, if you decide to eat more than other people, if you decide to do just basic things that are the basis of humanity, you know, individual responsibility, sustainability, yourself. And remember, this isn't about overpopulation. This is about under sustainability. They've been trying to get people out of small towns and farms into big cities for years, because the big cities are dependent on the farms. It used to be more people were on farms than in the big cities. Now there's more people in big cities than on the farms, but the cities are still dependent on the farms, which means under sustainability. So no, nothing to do with overpopulation at all. But that's what they want you to believe. That's why The Guardian, which is funded by Bill Gates, just pushed out this insanity that we need to get rid of free range farms to stop pollution and get people into big cities, into urban sprawls to stop pollution. The opposite is true, of course. Again, get out of the banking system if you can, and to at least some degree get into privacy coins, Monero, Epic Cash, things like that. Get into gold and silver. Very important. Get out of big cities. And again, when it comes down to it, how do they get you dependent? Oh, you need food. You need food for your family. You're starving. Oh, you need, you know, air conditioning in the summer. You need heat in the winter. We have solutions. And that's why it's just so frustrating, because if I can see more of you fighting to build this new civilization after all of the clouds have cleared, then that means the world to me. I make basically nothing off this, and no one has bought anything in quite a while now off of any of these affiliate links. It's not about that. I'm just trying, if I was trying to make money, I'd do something way different than just trying to get people mobilized in to buy things that most people don't even buy, because people just want to wait until everything collapses down. And then, well, I guess I'll go to the store. Well, yeah, the shelves are empty, and we're already seeing shelves get emptied across the US right now. I'm seeing so many videos across the board. Yeah, there's a lot of places where it still is, but it's better to be overly prepared than underprepared, and waiting to the last moment is just simply stupid. And it's exactly what the establishment wants. And it's bad for you. It's bad for your children. It's bad for your family. And it's bad for us trying to actually live by example as freedom lovers who are awake to actually go out and do something to ensure our survival and to ensure that freedom prevails. So check those links in the description. As I've said many times before, heavensharvest.com, use code WAM, W-A-M, and you get free shipping on most of those products. Long-term storable foods that are non-GMO. You can't find that stuff anywhere. It's really hard to find, especially at those prices. There's heirloom seeds, so you can plant things. We have whamsurvival.com as well for long-term storable foods. You save a bunch of money if you go through us. And of course, we have the Tower Garden Project, so you could go and actually get tower gardens to grow some of these, put some of these seeds in and grow good organic foods for yourself and your family in this bleak looking future. But hey, we're going to win, but we have to start here. This is how we start. It's going to get worse before it gets better. And therefore we need to ensure that it gets better by being prepared ourselves. It starts from within. And then of course we have the Lion Energy link in the description. You could get batteries, you could get solar panels, you can get all sorts of power banks and accessories that you need in the face of all this, so you're not dependent on the government grid for electricity, which again is very silly to begin with. Have you been through a hurricane recently? Have you been through any outages lately? Yeah, well, it happens very easily, and then there's nothing you can do about it if you haven't prepared for yourself. So you can plug basically anything into those things. So check out that Lion Energy link in the description. You save a bunch of money if you go through us, and you get free shipping. So there's that, which is difficult these days and could only happen for a limited amount of time. Of course, we have many other examples in the description for you to get involved in. We have a bit.ly link for Tim Pichot, the Liberty Advisor, certified financial planner. You can, if you're worried about your savings, if you're worried about your retirement, make sure to check that link in the description and get a free initial consultation from Tim Pichot, who we just had on the show recently. You can check our recent video with him about the dollar. He's been speaking out against a great reset for quite some time, and I urge people to actually take some initiative with their finances as well. We have a link in the description for Z-Stack, Z-Stack Life, Z-Detox, and Z-Stack for Kids and Z-Flu, vitamins and supplements that have high levels of vitamin in them. They're from the late, great Dr. Zelenko, who, of course, passed away earlier this year. And in memory, I urge people to go and get their immune system prepared for the chemicals that are being rained down on us from left and right. It's good to have our health in check, obviously, in this time. It's one of the more important things, of course. And then finally, come join us at the Red Pill Expo, November 12th to 13th, Salt Lake City, Utah. Use code WAM, W-A-M, and you, of course, get 10% off on your tickets. G. Edward Griffin is hosting. I hope to see you there. Finally, I just urge people to check those links in the description and get involved for yourself. And if you've already prepared for yourself, for others, if you have grandkids or something and your kids who are now parents refuse to actually get your grandkids' family prepared, just go and get some extra storable foods and stuff like that and give it to them. Even if they call you crazy, they won't call you so crazy in the end. Anyways, check those links in the description. There's ways you can help support us. GoGetFunding.com, Patreon, Subscribestar. We have a PayPal address, we have a Bitcoin address, and we have a Cointree link with multiple different cryptocurrencies that you could donate in if you please. Actually, scratch that PayPal thing. We do not have PayPal anymore. I almost forgot. They pushed the cashless censorship that we're witnessing normalized around the world. So we cut all connection with PayPal. But anyway, we have Bitcoin. We have Cointree with multiple different cryptocurrencies, including Monero. And of course we have Pirate Chain on there. We have an Epic Fund Me campaign where you can donate an Epic Cash, the privacy coin based on the Mimble Wimble protocol. Anyway, check those links for ways that if you want to help support independent media, because we are viewer funded, my friends. And I have not missed a day of posting videos since August 1st, which I took one day off, and then people actually unsubscribed for that. It's brutal. But I just, there's too much happening right now. I need to mobilize people. It's very important to me. It's my mission. So anyway, we have a Teespring store with a bunch of merchandise. We have a Rockfin channel, World Alternative Media, where you can get exclusive content like documentaries and Q&As. If you sign up for $9.99 a month, that goes up to those on Patreon and Subscribestar as well. Anyway, we're on Telegram, World Alternative Media. We have a Telegram channel, World Alternative Media Announcements. We're on Parler at Josh Sigurdsson, or at Josh F. Sigurdsson, I believe. And we have a newsletter, www.imband.com. We have a new YouTube channel. I know I'm not a fan of YouTube at all, but it's for my ancient civilizations documentaries called Ancient Wonders that you can go and subscribe to over there as well. We are on band.video. We're on BitChute, Odyssey, Rumble, and Brighteon at World Alternative Media. We're on Hive, Steemit, Float.app, and Vigilante.tv at Josh Sigurdsson. And we're on the Bad Guys, TikTok and Instagram, World Alternative Media, Twitter and Getter at World Alt Media, and all the major podcast platforms like Spotify, Podbean, WorldAltMedia.podbean.com, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, and more. I appreciate everyone watching. Hit the like button, share on social media, hit the notification bell, and hit subscribe if you have not yet already. This is all about us living by example, my friends. Let's get back down to the basics of humanity and save humanity. This is an amazing time to be alive because we have the ability to actually build a new civilization and save humanity. This is very historic. Instead of reading the history books, we're writing them as long as we win. So it comes down to you getting started with yourself. I appreciate everyone watching. And until next time, this is Josh Sigurdsson signing out from World Alternative Media. Find the truth, be the change.